Lexi LeBrec of Gracie's Pantry, part of Amplify the North, the promotion that we're doing up here at River Country at Kix FM. Thank you very much for joining us. First of all, I guess just a few questions if I can, Lexi. First of all, how long have Gracie Pantry's been in business?
We have been in business since December of 2018.
Okay. How have things been going since then?
Pretty good. The last 2 years have been a little more harder, but other than that, it's been pretty awesome.
What do you have at Gracie's Pantry? I'm looking at your Facebook page, and it looks delicious.
We specialize in, we have drinks like coffee, smoothies, bubble teas, refreshers, and then we do a daily lunch special, and we have homemade baked goods.
Amplify the North is centered around what businesses do in the community and for the community and area. What is Gracie's Pantry doing for the community and for the area in the Falair area?
We actually started to, because there's lots of kids out here that are celiacs or have food allergies, and there's nowhere safe for them to eat. So before COVID had hit, we had originally opened up as a dairy-free, egg-free, gluten-free establishment to be able to offer a safe place for people who had issues to be able to go and safely eat. Unfortunately, due to COVID, we had to make it more of a gluten-wise. We bring in gluten-free things, and we still offer gluten-free baking just on certain days so we can shut down and clean and bleach so that it's sanitized. But that is what our main focus is for the ones who have dietary restrictions so they can feel included.
How has the feedback been in the area with what you bring to the table, as it were?
Really awesome. I have to give it out to all the people who have supported us since 2018, especially through COVID and us having to make that change to our establishment to be able to stay open.
In your mind, Lexi, how important is it to shop and think local?
It is everything. Honestly, as a small business owner in a local community, we focus on lunch specials, so everything's fresh that day. So I either go to the co-op or the IGA to get all of our fruits, vegetables, and meat every day so that my business could give back to the businesses that helped me start up.
Lexi, how bright is the future looking for both you and Gracie's Pantry?
Pretty awesome. We're hoping that once we go through this winter, we'll be actually able to expand and knock down the walls beside us so that we can open to a full sit-in restaurant with entertainment every night and hopefully patios, and then maybe expand to other communities.
Lexi LeBrec, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.